WMMI.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and of course, we'll take your calls about anything that you want toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. You get to control the content of the site. What is there on the front page is up to you. You can vote the stuff you see up or vote it down. And you can submit things to our website, maybe news post or a blog entry or YouTube video, something that you find online that you think we might be interested in or you think our other listeners would appreciate. Just go to freetalklive.com and submit it there. Tonight with you, it's Ian.
And Mark.
So we're going to go right to an interview here, a special guest on the line with us who I'm just fascinated and intrigued by this outrageous story. We touched on it previously, but we did not actually have Dan McCall on with us to talk about it. The NSA t-shirt. We discussed how he had made this wonderful t-shirt that utilized sort of the NSA logo. He changed some critical text on the shirt, and the NSA got so upset they came after the company that was printing the shirts. Dan McCall is with us, the founder, I believe, of LibertyManiacs.com. Dan, welcome to Free Talk Live.
Well, thanks so much for having me on, Ian and Mark.
Hey,
great to be on.
It's great to have you here. Now, did I get any of that wrong? What did the shirt look like? Can you describe it to our listeners?
Yep. The shirt, you had it all right there. The shirt was basically, like you said, was a small tweak to the NSA logo, which is heavily protected now that I found out, you know, subsequently by specific laws. But what I basically did is I just took their logo and switched up a little bit. It took out the United States of America, if you've ever seen the logo before, and replaced it with a little homage to Snoop Doggy Dog, which I thought was appropriate, peeping while you're sleeping. And then under that, I put the tag, the NSA, the only part of government that actually listens. And so I did that, you know, about 2 days after the Snowden news came out that Glenn Greenwald, I think, heroically published, and it was an interesting day after that. And what unfolded was not only interesting and really frustrating, but something that I've been dealing with for about 3 months now. So it's gotten strange.
And when this news hit that they had come after the T-shirt printer, was it Zazzle,
right,
or Cafe Press? Which one did they go after?
Zazzle. When I uploaded it, it was actually June 7th, and I uploaded it in the morning and got all the stuff prepped, got the shirts up, and then started promoting it a little bit, like I do all the time. And within about 3 hours, I was notified by Zazzle that they had been contacted, essentially by the government, to take it down.
Wow.
They were very unspecific about it.
Yeah, I didn't realize there was that short a period of time. I was under the impression that you were selling it for a little while, and then they came after you. I mean, they really moved in fast.
They had moved in really fast. And so there's a reason, you know, subsequently now that we sort of, myself and my lawyer have kind of looked into it, we realized why it was so rapid, and some things have kind of unfolded from there. But yeah, it was three hours about, and I got a very mysterious email from Zazzle. I try to contact them back and have them explain what is going on, because I've been working with them for years very closely, and a lot of really good people over there. But was very curious because no one was getting back to me right away. Finally, it took a couple of days for a full explanation to come out, which wasn't even really a full explanation. They just basically said, Dan, the NSA came to us and said, take it down. And then my jaw dropped and said, really, you got to be kidding me. I've had little flaps in the past, but nothing this direct, because this shirt is not really anything new for me. I kind of, you know, one of the fun things I like to do is create these parodies. I know they're fair use. I kind of like to turn things on the head and make fun of government agencies by using their own imagery. I think that's tend to be powerful. But,
that's interesting that you say that that's fair use. I mean, I don't know anything about copyright. I really don't care about the intellectual property laws. But as I understand it, this is not the only time where activists have been targeted by government agencies, even if it's not necessarily the big boys like the NSA. I've certainly heard of police departments targeting activists for the use of their logo without permission, and it seems like they get away with that stuff. This is not unusual.
Evidently, it's not. Like, in talking with actually the lawyer that I ended up getting has had some former cases that he's worked in and litigated successfully where that very thing has happened, where counties and police departments have done very similar things, and with his work and, you know, letting things out through the courts, has had these organizations or these, you know, municipal governments or what have you back down.
Really?
From what I've, you know, what I understand now, I don't think there's any case that's been like this at this level yet. So it's going to be interesting to see how things progress.
So now hold on a second here. So let me rewind a little bit. So you put this shirt out, which is brilliant, by the way. When this was happening, we got the news that that Zazzle took it down. You apparently put it right back up on Cafe Press, which I thought was heroic of you, by the way, because most businessmen don't, or businesswomen, business people do not have the gumption to stand up to the state. And whenever I hear about a person who's in business who's willing to stand up for liberty while in business at the same time, it's really impressive to me, because most business people just want to do business. And, you know, if the state gets in the way, they just shrug their shoulders and they sigh and they bend over and they do what they're told. But you put the shirt back up on Zazzle's competitor. And so when we got that news, we talked about the story and sent out a link on our, you know, social media, inviting our listeners to go check the shirt out and get themselves one.
Because
I knew that it probably wasn't going to last very long. And sure enough, they've now come after you with a lawsuit, right? I mean, they've stepped up the aggression.
Well, actually, what we've done now is they haven't backed off. And so that's one of the things that, you know, I'm a dad. I got three little boys. And, you know, it had been a weird summer, because we're kind of, you know, I didn't know what quite to do. I knew I didn't really want to back down, but I was having some problems getting some support and stuff like that for how I was going to move ahead. But then I just kind of thought back, you know, what am I supposed to do? I wasn't raised to back down to bullying. So I figured I was, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do what I can to sort of lash out in my own way, which is through my art and my stuff, my parodies and stuff like that, and try to basically do what I can to push these bullies back. Luckily, you know, I guess there's a lot of meetings about the shirt at Cafe Press that their lawyers weren't too keen on it, but they finally, the kind of the muckety-mucks there, decided that they would carry it and they would support me by posting the shirt and helping me in a few different ways. So I was really grateful to that.
Is it still available? Is the shirt still available?
It's right now, I'm not going to back down until someone comes to our house and tells me it has to come down, or they march over with guns, which is what they're going to have to do. Because,
man, if they do that, Dan, I hope that you'll have a video camera ready and record them, get them on the record.
Film everything. That's my motto. But so what we're doing is I'm suing them. I'm going to sue not only the NSA, but subsequent to our, you know, looking and investigating this case, I found out that I've been targeted since 2011 by the Department of Homeland Security and the NSA.
Really?
The reason that
how did you find that out? Was that like an open records request or something?
We had to go through and find out through Zazzle that that they had issued cease and desist on my work specifically for the same reasons. The DHS actually, which is just Orwellian, literally threatened imprisonment if they didn't take it down. Really bizarre. So, and that parody was actually even more political than this one. It's literally the Department of Homeland Security, and I switch it to the Department of Homeland Stupidity. You can get that shirt now. Cafe Presence is hosting that one too. It's gone so strange that was one of the things. As we sort of uncovered what the government was doing, and these two, you know, in my opinion, despicable organizations, You know, I basically had no choice. Now I
so you brought a lawsuit. I guess I misunderstood. I thought they were suing you. You're actually suing them because they have oppressed your right to do business, right? I mean,
right.
Can you hang on, Dan? I'd like to keep you with us for another segment so we can continue this discussion. Dan McCall is with us. He is the proprietor behind great company, LibertyManiacs.com. Great T-shirts. And
the T-shirt is up at Free Talk Live, Facebook.FreeTalkLive.com.
Perfect. We'll come back with more here in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the liberty movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. We go to your calls here in moments. We're starting the show out with a special guest tonight, Dan McCall. He is the proprietor of LibertyManiacs.com. And every now and then, if you watch the webcam, you'll see Mark or myself wearing a Liberty Maniac shirt.
Yeah.
I do not happen to be in one tonight.
No, like we probably should have coordinated that. It's not like we didn't know he was calling or anything.
Well, I think we actually did when we first talked about the issue. And then there was one night when we both happened to wear the Peace, Love, Liberty t-shirt together without even planning it. So sometimes we'll both have Liberty Maniac shirts on just by total coincidence, because I happen to be a big fan of that Peace, Love, Liberty shirt. And we got that from you, Dan McCall, so thank you for that.
Well, very much appreciate it. That's awesome.
Now, LibertyManiacs.com, you get all kinds of stuff. It's not just t-shirts and bumper stickers. I mean, I see mugs, art, posters, skateboards. You got skateboards?
Skateboards, too, yep. We have skateboards for about 5 years now.
Very cool.
So, yeah. Yeah. Some fun stuff.
So you're going after the federal government after they came after you. They targeted one of your printers, Zazzle.com. They demanded Zazzle take down this NSA parody t-shirt that you had put on their site literally 3 hours after you put it up there.
Wow.
They caved because they were afraid of, they were threatened with prison time, apparently. And they chickened out. You then put it up on their competitor, Cathay Press. And apparently Cathay Press is standing behind you on this. And you're now suing, is it the Department of Homeland Security? Who's named in this suit?
Both, we're going to be filing, or we may have now, it's kind of happening fast now, but both the DHS and the NSA in the same suit. So I think we'll be filing either in Virginia or Maryland, I believe. So,
now, is this a suit just to make a point, or are you expecting to get a cash payout?
I doubt I'll be able to get a cash payout. I think the bar, from what I understand, the bar is extremely high in getting any sort of compensation for this.
You must be. Is this attorney charging you, or are you paying?
They're actually jumping in and doing pro bono.
Oh, that's great.
You know, we're getting some help there.
Who's
doing
it?
There's still some expenses. A guy by the name of Paul Allen Lovey, and he's got a lot of experience doing this. And so, yeah, he kind of contacted me when he heard about it in the press.
Excellent.
Yeah, and so he said, you know what, we'll support you. So he built a team around it, and he's going for it. So
That's awesome. That's awesome. And so you're saying that it is probably being filed right around now. Of course, you know, the court system does not work quickly. I don't know when we can expect to have the first hearing. And, you know, if you could end up making something off of it, that'd be great. But I think it's awesome that you found an attorney who's willing to actually help pro bono on this. There just aren't enough liberty-oriented attorneys out there. So that's great. I mean, I have to say that it sounds like it's a pretty positive thing. And especially the fact that you are continuing to sell this shirt. Presumably, they would have approached Cathay Press. Have you heard from Cathay Press as to whether or not they've been threatened?
They haven't said anything to me about it. They haven't. We've been back and forth, and they just said that their lawyers were worried and such. But just from what I understand, since this is kind of broke, they haven't been approached by the NSA or anything like that. So, you know, yeah, it is. So,
why do you think that Zazzle reacted one way, in that they pulled the shirt down, and Cathay Press reacted another way, in that whoever their leadership is, decided to keep it up?
You know, it might be one of those things where Cathay Press, have worked with them for over a decade. I think they have both these companies have to do with a lot of content, mm-hmm. and so they do have teams of lawyers and people employed that have to interpret each design, and they have to know the law, and they kind of have to know where they stand, and then they have to have their own sort of gumption, I guess it comes down to, on where they're going to stand. Cathay Press, I think, probably has a little bit more sophisticated or a little bit more, gumption, I guess, in this case, to sort of stand up and not bend to this. Zazzle, you know, I don't know enough about what their thinking was, because they kind of clammed up after this. Mm. I think the only thing that they can see is a lot of liability, and even in some of the laws, from what I understand, are they can't really say much about it without, you know, opening themselves up to a liability. And I can understand that they're in it for making a buck, and you know, I don't really point fingers at them, because really the people that are at fault here are, you know, these two agencies using illegal action with their authority to sort of stifle free speech in just an absurd way.
And this is what the stifling is really what's gone on. And it's not just free speech. It's business in general. Because if I'm an attorney and a business asks me, well, can we do such and such? The answer is no.
Right.
I mean, at this point, no, you just can't do that. Because the fact is, you don't know when the federal government's going to swoop in or you know, somebody else is going to sue you. It's just, it's so litigious that it's barely possible to do business.
I'm curious, though, Dan, how did sales go after the news? Because you did get a lot of coverage, or at least some coverage, about the NSA takedown of this T-shirt. And, of course, you put the shirt back up, so you still had it for sale.
Right.
How were sales? I mean, was it a huge spike?
Yeah, it jumped up. It was great. I learned a term called the Streisand effect. I don't understand what it is, but basically it's the attention brought to it was sort of, I thought was hilarious, was that there was more attention paid to this shirt and to this joke than there ever otherwise would be.
Absolutely.
Because of their action.
Maybe the NSA figured that out, and that's why they did not threaten Cafe Press. Maybe they didn't want to repeat.
That could be it. Right. It was, you know, about a month and a half ago, it was when it's, I think it broke in, like, Salon, and, you know, it broke with Ben Swan, actually, but then it kind of, you know, made its way through the press, hit a story in the Daily Dot, and then went to Salon, and then, you know, Glenn Greenwald was tweeting it, and so it got pretty big. It was,
yeah,
you know,
BuzzFeed
had it at number four or something like that. You know, it's kind of funny. So, yeah, a lot of people were buying all over the world, and it just, great people contacting me, and it was just fun to be
able
to get the response from people and see the support from people all over the place.
I think that's really exciting. I'm glad you came on Free Talk Live to kind of give us the inside scoop. And if you don't mind, we'd love to get updates from you as the case proceeds, because I think it's a really great freedom of speech case. Of course, I'm a huge fan of that, and especially I'm a huge fan of business owners who are willing to actually stand up for liberty. This is your living that they're coming after here. Why should business owners stand up for themselves?
Right. That's the way I see it. I see it as, I basically make fun of the government and try to promote liberty. And that's what I've been doing for 10 years. And if I can't do that, and if I have to look over my shoulder all the time, then I can't feed my kids. That's a line in the sand that I just, can't allow them to cross. So, yeah,
that's
so this
Dan.
Is,
Dan McCall from LibertyManiacs.com. Cool gear. I recommend it. And Mark?
What's the name of the lawyer that's helping you get out again?
Paul Allen Levy. Yeah.
Okay, there you go. Kudos to him as well. And Dan, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live tonight. We appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
Dan McCall from LibertyManiacs.com. Hey, by the way, the Free State Project. Get people like us, people who love liberty, together into the same place. That's the concept, and it's working. Over 1,400 people are here in New Hampshire now as part of the Free State Project. Over 14,000 people have signed up for the Free State Project to pledge to make the move to New Hampshire. We want to reach 20,000, so we're getting there, and we could use your help. If you love liberty, go to freestateproject.org. If you're willing to stand up for yourself, willing to stand up for the freedoms of others, if you care about freedom and are willing to do something about it, you need to join together with people who are also willing to do things. FreeStateProject.org. It's working out very, very well so far, and as more thousands come, the state will have an even more frustrating time existing, and it's going to get even more interesting and fun over time as well. So again, FreeStateProject.org. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live and go to your phone calls about whatever's on your mind. You take control of the airwaves. Glenn Greenwald update coming up. Free Talk Live.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs. Lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
And the winner of fallback pricing is... you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, You the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and the FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, "The evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can take control here. Bring up anything you want. We've got archives, by the way. You just go click and download and get as many episodes of the show as you like from the front page of freetalklive.com. The front page has the last 7 days worth, and then you can click into the archives section or just go to our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You can just download as many episodes of the show as you please for free. So please go to freetalklive.com and enjoy all of the features that we share with you.
There is a new rule that's being enacted that's forcing it's not going to go into a full effect until 2014, and the government shutdown has kind of slowed down some of its enactment, but this is important for you to know because it's important to get your mortgage, whether you're going to do a refi or whether you're going to do a get a house. You need to know this information because in 2014, banks are going to be basically disallowed from giving you a loan at all if your debt-to-income ratio is above 43%. It's probably not – they're not going to go anywhere near that because they don't want to get – expose themselves to the liability of a lawsuit. So what a debt-to-income ratio is, you take all your credit report debt. You add it up. That includes your house payment, the prospective house payment, and the prospective taxes that go along with it. And you add all that up, and if it comes to 40% of your debt to your gross income, your gross monthly income, then you might get it at 40%, 35%. You're much more likely to get it. So you really want to do this soon. Call Roger Schlesinger from MortgageMinuteGuy.com. Get the mortgage you want to get.
866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuide.com, 866-288-0088.
All right, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, the latest on Glenn Greenwald, probably one of the most notorious, in a good way, reporters in the world. What is he up to? He's got a plan, and it involves starting his own organization.
Really?
We'll get to some details there, but first, your phone calls. Dave is listening in San Francisco. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, greetings. I'm glad you did the interview with the guy from the T-shirt company. I've sold advertising in the past, and the only suggestion I would have asked about that whole thing is to make sure that when he sells his product that he's doing Made in America stuff, because there's a real demographic cross section of people that I'm just looking at a picture of it. Is this the one that says the only part of government that actually listens?
Yeah, the NSA T-shirt. Yeah, it's cute.
Right. Yeah, it's a great T-shirt and nice looking design. And if he just makes sure that they're Made in America.
Why should he care about that?
Well, I mean, we've got enough problems with outsourcing jobs, and when
why is it a problem to outsource business if you can get a better product or price somewhere else?
Well, I tell you, I have a real trouble buying one made in China.
Do you hate Chinese people? I mean, the fact is those manufacturing jobs drag those people that are otherwise scratching a life out of the subsistence farming into a better life. I mean, that's how our forefathers had a better life, is that they were able to, work on factory lines and probably somewhat dangerous conditions and have a better life.
Well, let me just, I'll answer your question by going to the real purpose of my call. The real purpose of the call was to talk about the shutdown of government, and that Ted Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, if you look at his history, his wife is a vice president of Goldman Sachs. And
okay.
I was looking up her, and she's written a report in, I believe it's Houston.com, and her big report is taking advantage of currency exchanges to develop business. So to answer your question, there are times when the currency exchange rate in China is so bad. I'll give you an example here with a Mexico and American exchange rate. When I was a kid, you could get a peso. There were, I believe they were 8.5 cents apiece. But there was a point in the late 70s, I believe it was, where it actually got to 30,000 pesos to the dollar. 30,000 to the dollar. Now, when you start looking at that, anybody in Mexico who thought that they got, they tripled their hourly wage, that's a joke. I mean,
right,
when you're starting to...
They clearly didn't,
30,
right?
30,000 to the dollar. I mean, you're in the mud. You're not even in the dust.
But let me ask you this: when the pesos were 30,000 to a dollar, I'll bet you there was more tourism coming from the north across the border to take advantage of that great exchange rate, right?
Well, and that's a big part of the decimation of America, and that was a big part of the origins of NAFTA.
Hold on. I'm a little confused. You're saying people going and shopping in Mexico decimated America?
No, I'm saying that the Mexicans had to flood to America to get a dollar in order to send it back to Mexico to be able to equal that 30,000 to the dollar.
It certainly incentivized them to come here and work for dollars in the United States.
So what are you, a protectionist? Do you want to shut down the borders and lock everybody out?
No, far from it. But you start looking at Heidi Cruz, Senator Ted Cruz. In other words, where I was going to go with it before the NSA T-shirt thing is that Heidi Cruz has a vested interest in ruining America's credit rating because Goldman Sachs sells treasury bonds. They go out of their way to sell bonds all across America, whether it's sewer district bonds or U.S. treasury bonds or school district bonds. And when you ruin America's credit rating, you all of a sudden give greater premiums to the people that buy bonds. And when you start looking at...
How is that? Why would... If America's credit rating's ruined, why would you want one of their bonds?
Well, it's not one of Goldman Sachs's bonds. They're just the broker for them.
Right.
Right. It's still the county of Bug Tussle who's trying to build a school district, or the county of Scooterville that's trying to build a sewer.
And, so muni bonds.
They go to Goldman Sachs, sell some bonds for us, right? Well, if you look at the current bond rating, they're like 1%. And it's been an awful system, but bonds historically have been a kind of a patriotic way of getting the rich to invest in the community. You'll allow the rich to buy bonds, and they won't have to pay taxes on them. They're tax-free bonds for investing
the munis
in
are.
The school. Yeah,
are they,
invest in our school districts, invest in our sewers, and
so,
we'll give you a tax-free.
Wait, I'm confused here. I think you're conflating U.S. treasuries with munis, and there's a difference. Why would even if Goldman Sachs is motivated for whatever reason to sink treasuries, what's that going to do to the muni bond market?
Oh, well, it'll also damage the local communities. And in fact, it kind of gets into an interesting point, because there's one of the wealthiest cities down in San Mateo County. It starts with a B. It's all of the big, the Crocker family and some of the biggest mansions are down there. And when they did Prop 13, the Crocker family, you know, they've been owning their house for 150 years. And Prop 13 locked real estate taxes into the oldest base rate. Well, when we're 30 years past Prop 13 getting passed, Belmont, that's the name of the town,
Belmont
is going broke because the rich are not paying anything equal to the inflation rate. And so now they can't even fix their schools, and Belmont actually had to outsource.
Poor babies. Look, what do you want out of all this? I mean, you've got a lot of complaints, so what's your solution?
Well, the point is that if inflation happens, then you have to equal Reagan had this old phrase about that all boats are going to be lifted. Well, not when the rich play games with the exchange rates and T-shirts are manufactured at a half penny a piece and sold here for $15 a piece or $20 a piece. Then that's just slavery by another name. And when the super rich don't even invest in their own town, and so their own police department has to be outsourced.
I hear you complaining a lot, but I didn't hear any solution to your perceived problem.
Well, there's
I don't know if it is a problem.
There's a solution in there. I hear, but I want to give you some clarity.
Yeah, hang on if you would, Dave. I want to bring you back here in a moment, because Dave's got some serious complaints. I don't necessarily agree with where he's coming from. I think that, you know, people doing business outside of arbitrary lines is fine by me. If it's a better product, you should get it wherever you can get it. We're coming up.
We all know how useful bitcoins are, but how can you cash out bitcoins quickly to pay rent or other cash expenses? MoneyPack Trader will sell you a money pack in minutes using the private and fully encrypted messenger program TorChat. You'll need a MoneyPack loadable debit card to deposit money packs onto, but don't worry. Dozens of debit cards are available free on the internet, and you may already have one from the nearly 50 prepaid debit card companies that allow money pack loading. These debit cards are great because the funds can be withdrawn instantly at your local ATM and then spent anywhere cash is accepted. Cashing out bitcoins really is that easy, and MoneyPackTrader.com pays the highest rates for your bitcoins. Visit MoneyPackTrader.com today to learn what they can offer you for buying and selling bitcoins with enhanced privacy that no other exchange offers. That's MoneyPackTrader.com.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try PowerSwabs. What makes PowerSwabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-8365. 1-800-665-8365. I guarantee your friends will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-665-8365. 1-800-665-8365.
There is only one detox product that stands out above the rest. Micro Plant Powder. And it's available only at hempusa.org. Micro Plant Powder does wonders by removing toxins from the body. Detoxification is a vital process that's extremely important for restoring your health. Micro Plant Powder is available in 8 different formulations, and we can help you choose the one that's perfect for your lifestyle. Micro Plant Powder is 100% chemical-free, non-GMO, anti-inflammatory, gluten-free, and packaged by hand in BPA-free containers. HempUSA.org wants you to be healthy, and Micro Plant Powder is one of the best ways we know to detoxify your body from head to toe, all for about $10 a month. Take back your life and enjoy living again with Micro Plant Powder. Call 888-910-4367. That's 888-910-4367. Micro Plant Powder. Available only at hempusa.org. It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terragenix. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terragenix at 866-369-3678 or visit Terragenix.com. TerraGanix.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. SACL CAI, longtime supporter of the program, also supports another great Liberty podcast, The School Sucks Project.
Yeah, go check it out, schoolsucksproject.com. It's a call-in show and a podcast, and they have a YouTube channel, and they talk about real education and deconstruct state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, history, better communication strategies. It's schoolsucksproject.com.
We got Dave on the line with us in San Francisco. He started out by complaining about people buying products from made outside of the United States and ended up parlaying that statement into a longer statement about interest rates. And I'm not really like a money guy.
Let me ask Dave some questions here.
Well, can you sum up what he was saying?
Yeah, that's basically, Dave is essentially positing that buying American is good for you and me. And I don't know if I think that that's it. From what I can tell in the study of economics, this is a fallacious concept.
Why?
It's a fairly common one. It is a trope, no mm-hmm. doubt. But that the idea that somehow that I can benefit myself by spending more on a product that's made by pampered workers that demand all kinds of things and factories that have all kinds of regulations on them that they wouldn't necessarily need.
But how would that benefit you if you're spending more? Wouldn't
right.
you be
I'm
benefited
spending
by
more.
Spending less?
Well, somehow it benefits America, and when America is benefited, I benefit. And in fact, what it seems like is it's still the people that benefit. What Dave's pointing out is correct, is that definitely the Federal Reserve manipulates the currency. Definitely they get more power when they can manipulate it against other currencies. China has been doing this to great success for the last decade. The Federal Reserve less so. But that somehow when we open factories here in the United States or we help factories here in the United States, that helps the power of these municipalities, these state governments, and the federal government. So either way, you're feeding into their system.
Let's go bring Dave back on here. Dave, go ahead with your thoughts. You're in, by the way, from San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I agree and disagree with the way you're laying it out. First of all, the if you look at early America, especially,
yep.
we were escaping from tyranny overseas. Various countries were run by kings who hated our guts and were trying to bring us down. And so there was no vested interest in our trading with them, making them richer so they could bring us down, right? So,
well, right now, cities are run by people that don't like liberty folks, and we're liberty people on this program. You aren't, I don't think, Dave, but...
well, I think that he probably
why
is,
would
but
you
is.
Say I'm opposed to liberty?
Well, it sounds like you're supporting protectionism. I mean, you dodged my question earlier when I asked you, what is your solution to your perceived issue of people not buying things here?
Because there's a vested interest in undercutting America's self-worth. In other words, if it's going to cost a certain amount of money to fix our sewers, if it's going to cost a certain amount of money to fix our roads and bridges and infrastructure and schools and everything that we own, our swimming pools.
Who's we?
Well, do you live in a town?
Yes.
Do you get clean water?
I'm reasonably certain everything that's owned by that town is not owned by me because they don't ask me about anything.
No, and you're
whenever,
trying
wait,
to
wait, wait. Whenever they do ask me about something, they always ignore what I say.
Well, and if you try to go and use the thing that you supposedly own and you want to do something with it that they don't like, they're going to arrest you for it. So it's nonsense, the idea
so
that you own those
when
things.
You go to the library,
but you still didn't answer my question.
Well,
all of those things that you all of those things you named, Dave, can be done by people who are interested in providing a product or service and can be done consensually. Like, for instance, when the government shut down, there was some story about a guy in D.C. who got his own lawnmower out. He got out and he started cutting the lawn. I mean, look, people can handle these things on their own. We don't need a monopoly on coercive force to provide products and services. But you still never answered my question. What do you propose to do about it? People are buying things from China. What are you going to do about it?
Well, they, you don't have to get into protectionism so much as, for example, we've got these GOP trying to shut down the government, and they're not talking about the welfare protectionism that they're giving to their corporations.
Sure.
I'm against corporate welfare. I'm against all forms of forced wealth redistribution. Asking you, are you just saying you want to persuade people to not buy overseas? Because if that's all you want to do, then I'm fine with that.
Well,
if that's
I still think it's a trope, and I want to talk to him about that.
Well, and that gets into the other layer of this, which is that government is supposed to handle the projects which are needed but that are not cost-effective. So, for example, we've got...
What kind of project would be needed but isn't cost-effective?
Poison control. You
poison
know, if
control.
You call up 911 and you say, oh, my kid just drank some bleach under the sink, what do I do? That's poison control. That's not cost-effective.
You're saying no one would be...
You don't think WebMD can handle that for free?
Well, I'll tell you what. What is your? What if your internet's sketchy? What if you don't
call
read
the hospital?
Well?
Are you
know,
saying
okay,
you, what
so
you're saying is
wait, wait,
that
hold
9/11
on.
Is not cost effective? I mean, you're preposterous.
Well, and 9/11 is a real mess. I mean, everything that you turn over that you say is cost effective to the government is not cost effective to the government. They screw up, and then people and then
says
they get involved.
They screw
in,
up.
Wait, wait, and
says
then they
who?
What? Says what? Regarding what?
Says who they screw up. I hear this crap day in and day out. Government is always wrong. That's not true. It's not true at all.
Regarding what? What is government right on?
Well, how many? Let me count the ways.
Okay,
I mean,
great.
Have you ever had a library that worked? Have you ever had the drank out of, when you turn the tap and get water in the morning? Do you?
You wouldn't have books or water.
Right,
if
I wouldn't be able to
government.
Read if it wasn't
when
for the government.
When you get rid of your, when you flush your toilet,
you don't care about freedom,
when
man.
You
all you care about
your
toilet.
When I flush my toilet, when I flush my toilet, it goes into a tank that I have buried out in my yard, and then leaches out into a leach field. Yes, when people live in close compact areas, governments can supply water, but that's because they prevent other people from supplying water. They claim a monopoly on it, so you can then claim, well, they're the only ones that can do it because they're the only ones who do when they don't allow anybody else to do it. That's kind of a circular bit of logic.
Look,
I'm not convinced that libraries are the single best method for distributing the printed word.
There is such a thing as a private library, by the way. I mean,
yeah,
libraries can and do exist without the existence of the state. Look, Dave, I know...
Do we live in a complicated world? Do we live in a complicated world?
It gets more and more complicated by the government.
Is it united you stand, divided you fall?
I don't know. That's just a cliche.
No, it's not a cliche.
It is a cliche. There's nothing wrong with having divisions between people.
Well, let's look at what's going on with the nuclear power plant. Dave, I want to know from you an answer.
You've spent the last two segments complaining about things you don't like. You don't like, you know, people buying products overseas or from overseas. So do you have a proposal, or are you just trying to persuade people?
Well, there are two different layers of it. The purpose of the call was to talk about Senator
I don't want you to explain your purpose again. I want you to answer the question.
Well, are you trying to dodge the purpose of the call?
You've had two segments to talk about the purpose of your call. I asked you a question. We're having a conversation. If you don't want to answer the question, that's fine.
Okay, I would like to know what your proposal is.
You've complained about people buying things outside of the United States. What do you propose? Are you just trying to persuade people to buy it from inside the United States, or do you propose something more than that?
Well, the current situation with the indignities of the collapse of America is that the value of our lives is undercut by corporate dogma that says that they have the right to create slaves overseas and bring those goods to America, creating slavery over there.
You're just preaching. What do you want to do?
And undercutting America by
doing it.
What
do you want to do besides preach?
It's rather than talking about it as if it's a tariff, you talk about it as if it's protecting the people in the other side of the world.
So you're advocating tariffs? You're advocating more import?
Would you let me finish my sentence?
No, we don't have time for that. I have to ask you questions so I can understand you. Are you advocating for tariffs?
By another name.
So you want to call it something different. So if I want to buy something from another country, you want to have some agency insert itself and charge me money to dissuade me from buying from that other country. Is that right?
No, from buying from slaves and having the free right to sell it in America.
Great. I don't want to buy from slaves. I want to buy from people that are treated well.
They're not slaves. These are people that could choose every single day to go live in a grass hut and dig in the ground
for
subsistence.
Be fair, Mark. There is slave labor in other countries. That much is true.
Well, he was talking about China specifically. There's prisoner labor.
That's basically slave labor.
It is, but there's prisoner labor in the United States.
But, Dave, here's the thing. If I don't want to do business with companies that are employing people in an inappropriate manner, I'm free to not do business with those countries or companies or whatever. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, but I shouldn't be charged extra because I want to do business with a company overseas. If I want to get product or service from another group of people, they're human beings, they live on a different plot of land, who cares what the arbitrary political boundaries are? Hour 2's next. You take control.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Musicians, what if you could get below cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379, Taylor Acoustics just $719, Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, PRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon, Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year, ends Tuesday.
Hey everybody, Jason Lewis here with another great idea from JasonLewisTeam.com. Now how would you like an energy drink that's actually good for you? That's right, one that not only gives you an afternoon pick-me-up, but that's loaded with the most important antioxidants for reducing the damage from stress. It's called Pollen Burst, and it's a natural burst of energy that lasts for hours. Now, most energy drinks rely on a massive dose of caffeine, sugar, or even vitamin B. Pollen Burst takes a more balanced approach, and that's why I like it. I also love the fact that Pollen Burst has plenty of vitamin D and green tea extract. This is the best energy drink I've ever tried. So trust me, you'll not only like it better than the others, you'll love the way it's individually packaged for freshness as well. They've got these on-the-go stick packs. They're great. Pollen Burst. It's available at JasonLewisTeam.com or simply call 1-855-310-TEAM. For a natural burst of energy, it's Pollen Burst at JasonLewisTeam.com or 1-855-310-TEAM.